Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Touchdown like it's Madden. Only truth in the bars that I'm rhyming. Only timing, they gon' witness the talent. Tell them I'm a beacon. Get nasty.
I had to join the pattern. Put the ring on the wife, call it Saturday.
Do it.
We don't do this for formal fashion. Sneakers blessing, but I let it up and get
it. I trust my face, so I stick with it. They see the flow is ridiculous. Get out the kitchen, I'm mixing it. Bake for the fishes, you dim with it. We are the light with the sicknesses. Get with it.
Flex. Scrap on my kicks with it. Strategically moving so accurate. Back to it. Feeling like an activist. Been about it, I'm be moving so passionate. We go, light it up. Turn on the flashlight. Hashtag gotta light up the night sky. Christ live, we get down like a drive-by. And these bars keep you connected like a Wi-Fi.
Hold up, Black, so I ain't finished. Beat kinda got on my nerves, I had to kill it.
Hey.
Standing up in the court of law, shouting, I did it.
What?
They feeling timid, I won't be gonna look critical, killing the notion of the spice.
Spit it, get rid of it, we lit it. Tristan's and Blacks, we done did it.
Yeah.
He the king of the valley and on the hill, but the hill is kinda tall, so we looking up like a midget.
Hold up, finna hit him where it hurt.
What?
Put me in the jungle, turn a snake into a purse.
Aim
to look like Christ, more than looking like the church. Even demons looking churchy, looking forward, so a flirt. We gon' light it up, though.
Hold up.
Our first Caribbean song for the week, coming from two amazing and gifted young men from out of the Bahamas, Mr. Blacks and Iman. You know, that was one of their songs entitled Light It Up. I mean, they got so many songs, man. You guys got to check them out on YouTube and support them, man. These guys are doing an amazing job with the young people. The young people love them when they go to concerts. I mean, they is just tear up the place, man. These guys doing an amazing job. Let's continue to encourage these young men, because guess what? They can be doing so many negative stuff, but they choose to do positivity, and that is what it's all about. So let's continue to light it up, all for the kingdom. Let's light it up and give knowledge, wisdom, encouragement through our music. Because when you listen to that song, Light It Up, it is a very powerful song that young people can relate to. So you guys keep up the great work, man. Loving the tune. Keep up the great work. Keep bringing out these awesome music, all right? And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.
We want to welcome a gifted and anointed singer and songwriter who is loved and appreciated around the world. And the sister can sing. Oh, I'm telling you, she not only sounds so sweet, she is a sweetie and one of the nicest people you'll ever want to meet. The pastor and songstress out of Detroit, Michigan, Lisa Page Brooks. Pastor Lisa, welcome. How are you, dear?
Hey, Mike D. How are you? I'm good. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, absolutely. And every day's a great day, dear.
Hello, Lisa. What's going on? And welcome back to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, Lisa, I really enjoyed you and Tasha company, you know, when you guys were here in the Bahamas at a woman's conference, man. We got to hang out, we got to chill, had lunch, man. We just had an amazing time, you know. But Lisa, you know, you have traveled all over the world. You have done so much in the gospel industry. People love you all over the world, you know. But what has been your experience when you go into the Caribbean, the Bahamas? How has been your experience, you know, the reception that you get?
Hey, landlord, so good to hear from you. And you know what? We had an amazing time when we were there with you. I appreciate you.
For real.
I so look forward to seeing you again. I really value the support from the Bahamas. You know, it's just amazing. We often get DMs on social media and emails because they love the music, you know, and it's just amazing. I don't take it for granted how people there really love the music and have been loving my ministry for so long. So I'm just so grateful for that.
Most definitely, you know, we truly appreciate you and your ministry, and we love your daughter ministry also, Tasha Page Lockhart, man. Always great to have you guys right here in the Bahamas enjoying the great culture and the food, man. Good stuff.
Hallelujah. You're loved all around the world, dear. Pastor Lisa, big congratulations on your brand new song, The Grateful Chant. It's an incredibly wonderful song, so unique, so captivating, a great song that, you know, it fits you and your awesome, talented voice perfectly. Who wrote The Grateful Chant? I know some of it sounds like God gave it to you on the spot. Tell us about it. Yeah.
Yes, you know what? He did give it to me on the spot, actually. I was just coming out of, I want to say thank you. We've been doing it forever. And
wow.
I don't know, God chose this moment for it to explode, and here we are. But I tell people, I've been yeah, and anybody grateful, anybody thankful for years. So this is just a God moment, you know what I'm saying? God chose this moment, and I'm just so thankful for it.
That's really awesome, man. You know, and nothing before its time, man. Good stuff. Lisa, there's a fan of yours, and his name is Kenneth Brown, and he has a question for you.
Hello, my name is Kenneth Brown, and my wife, Tiki Nixon Brown, we are CEO for the company Only for Jesus International Productions, and we have a question for the amazing Lisa Page Brooks. First of all, I thank God for your ministry. You have been a blessing to me and my family. The question I have is, how did the song The Devil is a Liar, yeah, started? Because the devil is a liar, yeah.
Kenneth Brown, you know what? It's just, I don't even have an explanation for that. We often say the devil is a liar, and he is. And I just happened to be at an event and just got finished singing a song, and they kept going with the yeah. So I just hollered out and decreed that the devil is a liar. And here we are now. I don't have an answer for that.
Wow.
So amazing. But the devil really is a liar. So, wow, what a great chant for everyone involved to be able to decree on a daily basis. Kenneth Brown, thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it.
And thank you, Lisa. You just keep on doing what you're doing, and I'm sure that Kenneth will continue to be inspired by you.
And the Grateful Chant, it's been number one for some time now, a download. So people are downloading that everywhere.
For real.
Wow.
Yes, keep downloading. Spread the vibe for me, and I thank you for that.
All right. Great, Pastor.
Awesome. Well, Lisa Page Brooks, thank you so much for hanging out with us today right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we just wish you all the best. God bless.
Landlord and Mike D, it was great to be with you. And wow, this is just so awesome. I love the fellowship that we have. And again, thank you so much. I appreciate you. And to everyone in all of the islands and in Africa, I love you guys. Thank you so much for your support. I thank you. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. We magnify you in this place. Great King and great King above all God.
Now this goes out to all the grateful people. Have you ever been through anything in your life? Then I know that you know what I'm talking about. If you believe, you will receive. Open your mouth and then decree that you'll never be defeated. You're gonna win. You're always gonna prosper until the end. And say, victory is mine. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody thankful? You say
anybody grateful? Anybody thankful?
All I wanna know is anybody grateful? Anybody thankful? You say
anybody grateful?
Yeah, 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 yeah. Anybody grateful? Anybody thankful? Time up.
Anybody grateful?
Lisa Page Brooks, such a wonderful, sweet sister in Christ, sings so sweetly and beautifully. And her brand new song, The Grateful Chant, is a biggin'. Listeners all around are sure enough diggin'. The Grateful Chant, sounding good in the neighborhood. Lisa Page Brooks is another great seasoned songstress out of the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, with former number one solo hits like I Want to Say Thank You. And back in the day, she was the lead singer for the group Witness, which was the sister group of the group Commission. And we want to thank the pastor and anointed singer, Lisa Page Brooks, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord, Lisa Page Brooks, good people.
Most definitely, Mike. You couldn't say it any better than that. You know, Lisa is such a sweetheart, and it's always great to have her right here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next is an amazing young man. He lives in the U.S. He goes by the name of Hassan Bynum. He was in the military for many years. He's actually a sergeant. And his passion is ministry and worship. I want you guys to check out his latest song entitled My Heart's Cry.
Started so strong, wanted the best in life. I made my plan, so much hope in my eyes. It went wrong, fell through the cracks. I got so lost in the wilderness of lies. Gotta find my way back. This is my heart cry.
The father of Hassan Bynum, Earl Bynum, is a dedicated soldier in the Army of the Lord, multi-gifted with great ministry. Earl's son, Hassan Bynum, following in his footsteps, and he does great ministry as well, and has a beautiful worship song, Heart Cry, Landlord.
Another beautiful song coming from the son of International Stellar Awards winner Earl Bynum, entitled My Heart Cry. And you know, Mike, I'm really feeling this song. And what I like about Earl and Hassan Bynum, father and son relationship, is that he has been grooming him for greatness for many years. And whenever I travel in different parts of the States, you know, whenever I connect with them, wherever you see Earl, you see Hassan. They just got a great relationship, and I like that, man. I like that. You know, and one true thing we all can be sure of from every father, they genuinely want to see their child do way better than them. You know, some friends and some family will wish you well, but when you start to rise above them, they got a problem with it. But a father will always be genuinely happy and proud to see his son outshine him. So, Brother Earl, keep up the great work, man. You're doing such an amazing work with your son. I see the love and respect that he have for you. You is and will always be his number one and first superhero, man. So just keep doing the great work you're doing, man. Always great to see the work and the ministry that you guys are putting in all for the kingdom. Good stuff. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, when the Lord made Jemison, a black woman, engineer, physician, and former NASA astronaut, was the first black woman to go into space back in 1992. And she once famously said, "Never be limited by other people's limited imaginations."
Wow, Mike, that right there is a very powerful statement. And I think that we could take a page out of that book any day and it will do us all well. Good word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank the International Award winning artist, Lisa Page Brooks, for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang with us every week. We appreciate you and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike Dean, everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. But coming up next is a good friend of mine's, a man of God, an amazing guy. I'm telling you, man, this guy is amazing. He goes by the name of Pastor Charles Mora, and he's featuring Paul Porter. He's out of Ohio. And, you know, this guy is so humble. I love his spirit. He got a heart for people. He's not about, you know, status, fame. He's all about ministry, and he will tell you that. He just is a loving and giving individual, man. And I really appreciate him and his ministries working on his movie that will be coming out in 2025. Also, he just released a book, and this is one of his latest single featuring a big artist, Paul Porter. And I want you to check out their latest single entitled Teach Them. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Most of my life, I've tried to serve, and so many times I've been misused and burned. When you serve people, you can expect the heart will get broken. Yeah, this you can bet. But you gotta know, the Lord is gonna see you through. What we are called to do.
That's all that you do.
Now it just seems crazy, oh, exposing your heart to people who just don't care,
just don't care
if they hurt you or not. Jesus said, show them,
come on and show them
by what you do,
oh, oh,
that the power of his love is real, 'cause it's shining through you. Oh, but you gotta know, it all right for you.
Just grab God's hand and just keep on.